You're listening to SBS News.
For days, a relentless stream of mourners, throngs of people flocking here to be part of the collective grief, part of history.
I followed the Queen. I was born in the coronation year. And for me, she's been the one constancy throughout the life.
We just want to pay our respects to the Queen, didn't we, to remember her?
And say thank you for all that she's done over the past 70 years.
We'd never realised how many people loves the royals and loved her.
But is the love for the individual rather than the institution? Anti-monarchists believe so, saying the new king's popularity is no match for that of his mother. Graham Smith heads Republic, which for decades has been campaigning for the removal of the monarchy, calling instead for an elected head of state. He believes the changing of the card will prompt to a change in public sentiment, adding that attitudes towards the royals had been shifting long before the Queen's death.
Boosted certainly by Black Lives Matter. There's been and seismic changes in public attitudes, particularly among younger people. There's a much greater awareness of Britain's colonial legacy and our legacy as slavers.
Brixton in South London is one of the city's most diverse neighbourhoods. Here, admiration for the royal family is dwindling, particularly among younger generations.
Loads of people on the streets and insane amount of wealth that they've got, and it doesn't seem right to me.
I just think it's a bit outdated. I don't think that it needs to continue anymore at all.
It's going to be interesting. I don't think people like Prince Charles as much, or King Charles.
But the Republic campaign for now is treading carefully, allowing the nation to grieve. Still, it says conversations around the future of the 1,000-year-old institution will and must take place in the coming months. In London, Abby O'Brien, SBS World News.